I've been speaking to the newly resigned DUP Minister, Simon Hamilton. I start off by asking Mr. Hamilton if he's missing his job already.
Stephen, I enjoyed my ministerial post. I enjoyed being the Health Minister. But obviously, we've made it clear that in the circumstances that we found ourselves in, let's not forget why we are here where we are, and that's because a man was murdered. The Chief Constable said that responsibility for that murder lay at the door of Provisional IRA, who were still in existence, had access to arms and were using those arms. And that obviously set in train the events of the last number of days.
Yeah, and Peter Robinson said DUP ministers would resign. He didn't. Arlene Foster didn't. So that's your massive DUP U-turn right there.
Well, he did say that ministers would resign, and ministers have resigned.
Why didn't he?
And Arlene is... Well, Peter has stepped aside, and he is not performing the functions of First Minister. He is obviously going to take a particular leading role in the next number of days and perhaps weeks in terms of trying to sort these problems out, and that remains our primary focus and our primary goal. We want to see a resolution to the issues that are before us, but he's put Arlene in place, and he's been very clear as to why Arlene has been put in place, and Arlene is there as a gatekeeper, as how she was described, and she's there to ensure that because obviously if Peter had resigned yesterday, it would have been a seven-day clock would have started, and in that period of time, there would have been, had Arlene not have been left there, there would have been nobody there to act as a check and balance against perhaps Sinn Féin ministers who would just go off and do whatever they want.
Those would be the Sinn Féin ministers who Arlene Foster has described as rogue ministers.
Yeah. Well, I described them as renegades yesterday, potentially, and so you could call them potentially rogues or potentially renegades, but you know, we can remember...
What on earth gives you the right to call democratically elected politicians rogue or renegade? They're no more rogue or renegade than you.
Well, experience, Stephen, teaches us that we can use those words, because if we think back to the dying days of the sort of Trimble-Mallon era, Martin McGuinness took a decision to get rid of the 11-plus. In fact, he boasted that his last decision in office was to scrap the 11-plus, and we're still living with the consequences of that today. We've had ministers in post who have been taken to court and found guilty of taking decisions that were sectarian in nature. I've won a court case against one minister for doing something that was in breach of their ministerial...
Well, Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly described Arlene's comments as a throwback to the past and displayed, he said, a very bigoted view of what the institutions are about.
It's a reality of where we could potentially be if you have, for a week-long period, just Sinn Féin ministers, and of course other ministers as well, who could be taking decisions that are to the detriment of Northern Ireland, and we're not prepared to allow that to happen. But let's not forget, you know, Gerry Kelly can say whatever he wants. Let's not forget why we are where we are. We are here because the Provisional IRA carried out a murder, and that murder has been linked to Sinn Féin and to the highest levels of the Republic.
Sorry, how has the murder been linked to Sinn Féin?
Well, we've had arrests of senior figures within the Sinn Féin movement.
You would be talking about the men who have been released unconditionally by the police, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that may well have happened. That doesn't change.
And yet you still maintain today that there are links to the heart of Sinn Féin. Men unconditionally released by the police.
We all know the links of Sinn Féin to the Provisional IRA.
You were talking about arrests where those men have been unconditionally released.
Those links are well established. And let's not sort of try to paint over that fact. You know, those links are well established. Well established links.
Well, those links were well established when you went into par with them, Simon.
Yeah, well, of course, and there was, we thought that things had changed. We thought that the Republican movement had changed. We thought they had put their past behind them. But, of course, we see that they haven't.
Don't you still think that?
The core of the problem. Well, I hope that Republicans and most of them, Martin McGuinness and company, want to put the past behind them. I hope that that's the case, and we wouldn't be seeking resolution to the problems if we didn't think.
Well, let's not give a political answer like you hope. What do you believe? Do you believe Martin McGuinness is committed to peace?
Well, I've seen Martin McGuinness take some steps forward, but unfortunately what we have seen in the last number of weeks is that the Republican movement has taken steps back to a past that many of us thought was in the past. Passed us by and was gone.
Give me one shred of evidence that Sinn Féin is doing anything other than being committed to peaceful means.
Stephen, you don't need to listen to what I say. Let's listen to what the Chief Constable has
said. He's talking about members of the IRA, not Sinn Féin.
Chief Constable has talked about Provisional IRA, who are linked to Sinn Féin, an inextricable link that has been well established down through the years. And that is that we cannot have, and this is the fundamental point, we cannot have in the heart of our government, at senior levels within our government, individuals who are members of parties, who are linked to an organisation that is engaged in terror on our streets. That just can't happen. We want to have devolved structures in place, you know, and contrary to perhaps the belief out there, the devolution has delivered a lot for the people of Northern Ireland. It is better than direct rule would be. And we want to see devolution remain in place. We want to see it working for the people of Northern Ireland, accepting that it doesn't always work perfectly, but we want to see it work. But it cannot work if at its heart we have people who are linked to an armed and active terrorist organisation. That's just not tolerable. You wouldn't have that anywhere else in the world, and you don't want to have it here in Northern Ireland.
So the DUP's line was suspension or adjournment for the talks. That was your big demand, or your ministers would quit. It hasn't happened. But the talks are going on anyway.
We have called for, we believe that because we want to resolve the issues that are facing us, because we believe that there is you know, there is still some hope that we can resolve these very difficult problems, as challenging as they all are. We said that we needed time and space to resolve those issues, and that in the meantime, it couldn't be business as usual. Now, other parties voted for yesterday, so the SDLP and the UUP voted for business as usual. They wanted to carry on with the Assembly as if nothing had happened. We don't believe that was right. We think we need the time and the space to dedicate ourselves to a talk to an intensive...
Okay, so here's the crunch question, I guess. If the Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers, does not suspend the Assembly, will the DUP still be at the talks on Monday?
There's a lot of water to flow onto the bridge, and we are going to spend some time...
Pretty simple question.
We're going to spend some time today discussing our options as a party, and we will certainly be talking, probably talking several times to the government today and perhaps over the weekend as well, to see exactly what their position is.
So another wavering red line.
We're going to discuss our options. We're going to talk in detail to the government.
Well, the government has said no to suspension. What part of that do you not understand?
Peter Robinson has already spoken to the Prime Minister, spoke to him at length, spoke to him for, I think, around 20 minutes on the phone yesterday. We want to follow up that with perhaps the Prime Minister, indeed others.
And he's been told no. He's been told you won't get what you want. You will not get suspension.
He said no at this point. But what we are looking for is that time and space to try to resolve the issues that are before us. These are very, very serious issues. They're very challenging in terms of a resolution. But we want to dedicate ourselves to trying to resolve them. So we believe that that's the right thing to do.
So is it fair for me to...
We cannot do that in a position where we have business as usual. We cannot do that in a place where we don't have that time and we don't have that space.
Is it fair for me to conclude from what you're saying that the talks on Monday are at least in doubt?
We want to resolve the issues. That's certainly something that we've said consistently.
Have you decided if you're going into the talks or not, Simon?
We're going to discuss our options as a party over today and over the weekend. And we will certainly be talking repeatedly, I'm sure, to Your Majesty's government over the course of the next number of hours and days, and seeking to get us to a position where we have that time and space to deal with the problems that are before us.
Maybe you don't really mean what you're saying about wanting Sinn Féin kicked out. Maybe you're just trying to cover your own backsides. Everything you're doing is keeping them in power, isn't it? The talks to save the executive. Not resigning, talks to save the executive.
Stephen, I'm not going to apologise for wanting to keep devolution in place. I'm not going to apologise for wanting to see stable government in Northern Ireland that is delivering for the people of Northern Ireland. That's what we want to have, and I think if that is salvageable, I think that's what we should be working for.
But that would be, just final question, that would be stable government, including Sinn Féin in it, wouldn't it? Well, that would be the reality.
The reality is that Sinn Féin have a mandate, whether I like that or not. We have to deal with them, and particularly if we want to deal with the problem of paramilitarism within our community, within our society, we're going to have to deal with Sinn Féin.
Okay, Simon Hamilton, thank you.
Thank you.